What up, guys?
Welcome back to another episode.
Guess what? Our first guest, shut the fuck up, Shireen is here!
The famous Shireen. She's a bit shy. Give her a chance to get used to the podcasting thing.
Hi.
She's not awkward at all. Comfortable.
I heard you were way partying in a good mood last weekend.
Yeah.
Where's she that, Shireen?
About the weekend.
Feeling herself, eh?
Was she feeling herself?
You know what? She didn't remember that much, so she couldn't be feeling herself.
No, I wasn't that drunk.
Did you time travel?
I did, yes.
The famous time traveling.
It was so
the next
funny.
Morning I heard about stuff that I didn't even remember I did.
I had a blast, like, I was living.
She just had a stalker, that's why. That kept on telling her she has a beautiful face.
That was amazing. I do not complain when people tell me.
Your ego was probably like
the next
there.
Morning, I couldn't, like, I was on cloud nine. I think Sharon and them wanted to, like, shut up, Christine. So fucking annoying. We get it.
You're beautiful.
Yeah, but I couldn't get over it.
Well, that's nice. The guys, this weekend sounds awesome.
We got wasted and it's fun.
So you guys went to our aunt and uncle's house.
Yes, it was fun.
And then you went to go party at your friend's house.
Yeah, we did some off-road beach bugging.
Great.
Which was...
We almost
awesome.
Died.
We almost died doing it. But it was fun. And then, yeah, we went to... We only went for like a... pop in hello to her friend's house and then just turn into something.
But I feel like those are always the best parties.
Yeah, it's not
the planned ones.
The planned ones also, because there's pressure, these unplanned ones, then you just go fucking.
No, because the planned ones always, there's much pressure, we have to enjoy this.
Yeah.
It's like a big night, we've got all this alcohol, so it has to
and
be
I just always enjoy it.
I was dominating in the fucking beer pong. Let me tell you. Okay, it wasn't
we made
beer
a mean
pong.
Team.
It wasn't beer pong though, it was.
Wine
vodka
pong.
And cream soda pong, wine pong, whatever was there, we just kind of threw it in. It was like a proper when you're young, and that's
it was
like
a frat.
And your parents aren't a frat party. Okay, but you're also like, okay, for overseas people, was like for us when you're 17 and not allowed to drink yet, but you do without your parents saying, and then they go out, you take anything that's in the cupboard.
That was just, literally.
I guess that's how it felt. So it was good fun. I did the worm, so then you know I was drunk.
I saw your legs were your
it's
knees
blue,
are blue,
yeah.
But she was fine.
But how did you feel the next day?
You know what? I woke up drunk, so I was feeling fine about until like 10 o'clock, and then it just slow. It came up, it creeped up, and it just. I was like, ooh. My tummy feels a bit strange.
I know I had a good night when I have to dish up food and I just can't eat. It just comes back up.
I had a proper...
Then you know it was, it was good.
Me and we had bong bubblers. So which directly translates to scared hangover. See, you're scared to stand. You're scared to sit. You're scared to drink a
and
glass
then we
of
went
water.
To, our auntie's sister's birthday and then...
They had
like this wine type of thing, but it has to be warm.
Yeah,
but that smell...
Oh my God. Goodness.
I thought we just walked in, like, we literally put our food in the door, and Christine's like, what's that smell?
And then they're like, so... have some, and I'm like, I'm fine, thank you
so
much. So
Christine
much.
Was like, I'll give you 100 yen if you take a sip of it. So I took a sip, but after that I was like,
no, not her. A sip. I said she had to finish
yeah.
the fucking glass.
She didn't get around
it. No. Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like, I love money, but not that.
Not that much.
I rather die.
And then I was just rude. I just like told everyone, I have a hangover. Don't fucking offer me any alcohol.
Because they're just like, what are you drinking?
And they're like, pushing
what are you
it,
drinking,
pushing
eh?
It. They push people. The pushers.
They pushers.
They wanted us to drink. And I was just like, fuck this shit.
After a while, I was just like, okay, why not? But then I didn't. I would die.
Well, I did see your guys' photos and your Instagram posts. And
I was fucking looking good, eh?
It looked really fun. I felt like... not a part of the group.
Yeah, well,
like
you were busy having your own party, so...
On Friday night! Friday night!
Mm-hmm. Well, let's not speak about my Friday in Dortmund.
Can we just talk about the fact that you were supposed to take us?
Okay.
And then you, like, then only you, came at 5.
And then we were like, just go home, should at least, it's fine.
I was
but
like,
the funny part was then when you phoned us and it's like, I'm not drunk, I'm not...
And then I believed
please don't
you
be mad.
You sound so... You,
and then the next morning you're like, I was drunk. I messed up.
I had a lot to drink and I felt fine the whole time until I got behind the wheel. And I didn't drive far. Francois's work is not far from mine. And
hashtag don't drink and drive.
Yeah, hashtag don't drink and drive. I'm not promoting drinking and driving. But yo, when I got behind that steering wheel, I was like, shit.
Shit, just
girl, you're not here anymore. And yo, so I don't really want to talk about everything I
do. You don't have to.
I'm embarrassed enough. But I feel like I don't come out a lot drinking and stuff. And when I do it bad.
I don't always drink. But when I do, I get wasted. Sounds like a fucking commercial happening over here.
So, oh well. That my drinking endeavors or whatever was not as
I'm
fun.
I'm sure you're not saying that's right, but let's go with it.
It was not as fun as your guys' one. And
no, but I love drinking. I don't want to sound funny. I just love
I don't know. Are we allowed to say our friend's name now that she's open with the whole
Let's say it. Let's just make it.
Sharon, and I think
what a girl.
My favorite. Since you've been like going to her at the sea, you guys drink a lot.
The amount of alcohol we take in it's scary.
Well, after this weekend,
she would be dead if no. only like Saturday
after this
night
weekend. I told her now, okay, so I took you over to my friend. You saw how we drink. Now it's time for me. She's like, you don't want to see it. That shit's real. You're not allowed to see what I do when I go there.
I don't just work. It's bad. It's bad. So,
well, you did say you start drinking like at 9 and till the next morning.
And you know what? It's the fucking Hunger Games thing. It's just the last man standing. And
last woman standing.
Well, I'm not going to be sexist. Just, why do you have to fucking make everything about gender? Honestly, man. Get with the program. Be a millennial because I know what it is now. I'm a millennial.
Well,
I honestly didn't know what it is.
Well, Shanine, you don't know what the fuck
really feels. We should arrange a weekend. Let all of us go down to Sharon because
I really need to see how it is. Then.
I need to see it. I need to see how Christine acts.
But that's
we just need to see that because always when I come home from a night drinking, it's like, oh, Shireen, you need to stop drinking. You drink too much. But then I hear when she goes, there's like, Shireen, I couldn't remember anything. And I just can't believe it. I think she's lying to me. I think she just wants
you
me to think she has a life.
You guys can contact Sharon yourselves in this year.
Well, I feel like every time she goes to Sharon, I don't actually hear from her. I have to call her. And then I get this like in between where she's woken up before the next drinking session starts.
Yeah, it's mostly.
And that's how it felt this weekend. I didn't hear from you guys.
Well, we didn't hear from you though.
Yeah, well, I was really busy building.
I was busy.
Always
building. Hopefully,
my liver was sore
soon because
day.
I can't deal with these fucking builders all the time. Yes. It's so loud during the day.
Yeah, I can't wait for it to be done. So yeah, I think when they also finish, we're having a big. Fucking ass
party. I'm there, girl.
I'm always keen for a party.
But I want to see this Christine that Sharon gets to see and Sharon and Shireen gets to see.
No,
trust me, I didn't even think that was good.
She couldn't see
because I didn't see anything.
So it actually just
how I
Sharon
actually got on
Sharon.
The
I need
buggy.
To get those ladies on the phone
you need
and
to.
Ask what the fuck's
well,
going on.
Sharon would know because she's fucking watched me. The Molly's a plate of fucking pasta like
the scary
boys
when we were at my friend's house.
She was
I
eating
ate
like randomly
food.
All fucking sipping and getting it on and this one's sitting there in the corner fucking eating bread and
so when we got back home by Sharon and them, I was like, feed me, I'm hungry. And
like, you ate. And she's like, no, it was disgusting, but this she's like, it's the best food I've ever tasted.
Oh my god. I've never had that.
The next morning we wake up and I see her like giving me those eyes like she couldn't remember what she's like, are you mad at me? I'm like, what? I don't remember what I'm like. It's okay, I don't get mad at
you. But first
like,
of all, we
all
didn't speak. We were like awoke. We were awake and we both were like on our phones and then after a while Christine's like, so about last night, I'm like, okay, now I can
and we like called
got
Caleb
the...
and we sat in the bed, we all laughed about
that's
what
like
happened.
The funnest part
yeah
night.
I told them
yeah.
That's the next morning, so because you need to just laugh about the stupid shit you did
and I do a lot of stupid shit, especially when I'm that drunk.
Well, you do shit when you're
but there's a
sober.
Difference when you drink at the house and when you go out drinking, because when I go out drinking I never feel like that the next morning.
But you can't because there's too many people, you have to look after yourself. Yeah. Whereas you know that you're safe.
And it's like when the alcohol is already like bought and it's there, you
yes,
just can throw yourself chill. Like you want. It's
it's very expensive going out drinking. Trust me, I know. But I don't know how I do it. I go out with a little money and come back home with a lot.
Me and Francia, when we were like 21 years and
that's like a decade ago.
That's like a decade ago already for me. But we would like start on Wednesday nights, start going out with our friends, and we'll end like Sundays at like a
dam. Didn't you work?
Yes, I did. So I went to
they
work.
They did that shit, eh?
Like we had like sober buddies at night, so who's staying sober? But yeah, then the next day you have to go to work with your drunk ass.
I don't remember those days. No, that's why I only go to shit on once a month, because my fucking liver can only handle it once.
Yeah, I think that's why I don't drink anymore like that much.
Like she was complaining that her liver was hurting.
My liver was really hurting the whole day, and it's still most probably hurting because I can.
It's broken.
It's almost weekend again. But I have to save it for Katy Perry, so.
Yeah, so we're not gonna drink this weekend, we're gonna drink on Wednesday night. Wednesday night!
I'm most probably gonna drink the weekend also, but that's no big
deal.
No,
I'm not drinking again.
I'm poor, so I ain't fucking doing nothing.
There's always.
I'm just building.
Listen, my girl, building. Always building.
Well, one of these days, my life will be exciting again.
Well, while we were on our weekend on Monday morning when we were supposed to come home, I was like sitting, I was like, you know what I should do? I should join Tinder.
Oh yeah, I wanted to hear about this.
So then I do it. Fucking first it's like the hardest thing to get into.
That app is so confusing.
It's so fucking confusing. So then I get on and this one's like, oh, let's check, and we're like going through the people. It's fun. Not judging people, but like looking at all the people who's actually on it around you.
We know a lot of people that's on that app that you don't even know is looking for somebody.
Like, they need to look.
Everybody's looking for love.
Yes. So.
Everybody just wants some love. And if they have to go to Tinder or like. Yeah. In our days, you went to a club to get love, but you're in a new generation, so.
Millennials. So then I convinced her now. She should join too, because I felt like uncomfortable me doing it, so she gets on it, obsessed. She's fucking obsessed.
Because there's so many people.
Okay, can I tell you how stupid it is? I'm not even on it anymore. Not because I didn't get any likes. I'm sure a lot of people like my pictures, but yes, the thing. You don't get a notification unless you and the same person liked each other's photos.
That's like so dumb to me.
What? Like, how would I know?
Yeah, like if I like your photo, then it's like match made. Obviously, I'm not gonna like an ugly dude's photo, then he's gonna like my photo, then he's gonna think he should stand a chance. So it's never. Because say now somebody likes your photo that thinks you're pretty, eh? But this dude isn't pretty, so. And then it's match made, but your guys.
And that's why we say Shireen is the bitch.
She's a bitch. Listen, I'm not the most beautiful person. I get that. But I feel like us ugly people need to have a chance, Shireen. Because Shireen's pictures look like she's fucking Victoria's Secret model. I don't know.
Because
why.
I am.
So she got a lot of shit, like
a lot of likes.
Yeah, notifications. Which I got one, which was someone I already knew and have dated. So it was weird, but.
Match made in heaven.
I know, I was like, I told you I'm like fancy seeing you. Yeah, he's like, yeah, no, I know.
Well, at least you didn't have weirdos that message you. I can't even pronounce his name.
I would love
name.
A weirdo to message me. Someone love me.
But I can't even pronounce this dude's name, and he's like instantly. So
Catfish.
Fake story are we gonna tell people when they ask us how we met? Like, unmatch, I don't like you, you're a weirdo. Just greet me. Like, hello.
Bitch, this one, right?
But now I'm a bit worried because his photos were so pretty. He was like,
are you feeling bad?
She's regretting
it. Are you regretting it?
I don't know, because if it was a catfish, hell no. But if it's not a catfish, it's like, obviously this dude, I showed you pictures, he's really hot. His eyes is like super pretty. So yes, maybe. I don't know. I will never know now.
It could have been your soulmate.
Yeah, I told her, I was like, it could have been your soulmate, you would never know.
Christine was like, when I told her, but why didn't you message him back? Did you just like ignore it?
I would
like,
message someone back. You would, after a while, obviously be like, oh, you know, this is catfishing.
But then again, when we told Francois that we on Tinder, then he was like, we're gonna get catfished. And so that was
like, scared, in her head. But yeah, I agree with you guys with the whole, I have to like,
weird,
go in, you have to, like, because, like, when a new generation, in our generation, like my generation, obviously, I wouldn't, like, if a guy liked my photo and I didn't like his, I wouldn't go. But you guys, like, have a new generation, like, it's not always it's not the...
even, like, meeting someone.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, your opposites attract now, and you don't always go for, like, the pretty boys, and everybody's,
everyone's beautiful to me, okay? You know, just get that out of the way.
You know, it's like, how are you going to meet someone? Now I get it, like... Yeah, but I still don't get it. No,
nobody fucking gets it. I don't get Tinder, please.
Explain yourself.
And then I want to... Wait, now it gets better. You have to pay R135 a month to see who likes your photos. Why the fuck
That's
would
what
I do
Instagram's
that?
There for.
Yeah.
Exactly.
On
Thank
point.
You. So what I also wanted to say is just like, maybe even if I don't like the guy back, we become friends.
Yeah.
So I don't understand what the fuck that story is. So I want to know if people have met people on Tinder. Because
and
I would... And if
have you met your soulmate?
If I'm understanding it wrong, please tell me. Because I would love to know
how it actually works.
And if you know other dating sites, tell me. I'm up to share that. And
yeah.
See... what works, what doesn't work.
And
I'll report back.
I don't know on which site she was using or anything, but my sister-in-law met her husband on a chat site.
You see, it happens, but you just have to...
You have to know the app site
works. I think my photos maybe shout, she's a weirdo. So I don't know.
And actually, she has maybe, like, really cool photos.
I'm actually really cool. I just don't think people catch my vibe here. I need to go overseas. Like, I think people are going to catch my vibe there.
Well, I think anyway, if I was now having to look for love now...
You would look for me.
No, but I wouldn't know what the fuck to do. If, like, Francia had to leave me now and I had to start dating...
It's a sad, sad life, Charisse. It's fucking hard. I'm going to say again, the fucking Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games. Looking for love on Tinder.
Looking for love anywhere is a sad thing to do. That's how sad my life is.
And I feel like in my days you could meet a guy in a bar, but nowadays you can't. The guys are like assholes.
I don't go out. I go to friends' houses and do shit like that. I don't want to meet someone in the bar because...
No.
No.
I don't want to meet someone drunk anyway. Okay, I'll meet my husband.
Okay, shit, time to keep quiet, my girl.
You always got such nice shit to say about me, but yeah.
So yeah, that's just my experience from Tinder.
Tinder sucks. It sounds like it. Sorry,
Shireen's loving it, so...
I'm loving it. I'm loving judging people, meeting people.
Oh my goodness. You sound like a bitch. People are going to be like, she's such a bitch.
Well, I just have to play the role you guys are giving me.
Well, that's not that role. That's the one
that's
you've taken since you've been born.
So,
yeah.
Okay. I blame my parents. They gave me that.
Well, on that note, let's try and be nice girls now. Let's go to our favorite segment. Give me the drums. Just another Susan segment. Okay, are you going to read us the letters again, Christine?
Yes, well, I have to.
Okay, we've got two letters this week. Amazing.
And we'll read both of them because we're just that kind.
We're just that kind.
I like to give.
I'm a giver.
We're
pushers and givers.
Okay, so this one says... Hello, Soul Sisters. Firstly, high five to you girls. Loving the podcast. Can't wait to listen to your next episode, and I hope I get to hear you answering my question. Well, it's happening, my girl. We're going to read it. Hashtag just another season. Other than Christine, I knew I was classified as a millennial. Hashtag no way. LOL. I get it, okay? I know now. I've accepted it. I googled it afterwards just to make sure. Okay, and there it goes on. It says... But my big problem is I don't always feel like I fit into this category, as I kissed a guy before, but I've never gone to the next base. I am now in college, and now it's even harder to fit in, as my friends are hooking up with new guys every week. How do I get over my fear and just start enjoying dating? How do I get myself How do I get myself to not make it such an emotional thing and just enjoy fooling around? What are your girls' opinions? Should I stick to being emotional, or should I be more free with my heart? Thanks, ladies. Just another season.
Wow, that's a...
Who's gonna start? He's gonna... Okay, well, I just wanna say, when you figure it out, please, please contact me, because I'm still trying to figure that out.
I feel like
I'm
that's...
I'm just like a hard lover. That's just my problem.
Yeah, that's... I'm also a very emotional person. I put big emotions into relationships and...
No, no, Michael, in the previous podcast, you were telling us how you were fucking trying your love. Yeah, yeah. They fucking Oprah. Remember?
Yeah, but that was like when I was
young. Well, she's young now.
Oh, she's young. She's in college.
Well, you're old now. So at least think about young. So at least you need... Give your opinion as to
well,
when
if
you
I,
were
if,
in
if,
college.
If, okay, well, if I didn't meet Francia in high school, I would probably still be dating around and fooling around.
I mean, how did you do it? How did you not attach feelings to every guy?
I was like, guys are assholes, and I was just like, they can fool around and cheat and everything, and I was just like, I'm gonna be me, and if this guy's giving me attention, I'm taking it and I'm kissing you tonight, and tomorrow I'll forget about you and go on to the next guy.
Oh, okay. So it's just like, so you're just don't care.
You just don't care.
Don't overthink it.
You just don't overthink it. You're, if you feel like a connection with somebody and this guy, you get the feeling he also has a connection with you, obviously put the feeling emotion in it. But if you see the guy's also not into it, enjoy yourself. If he's fucking buying you shit, enjoy it, and then don't put
There's
too much...
There's always time for a free drink.
Yeah. Enjoy
so, so what's your opinion, Shireen? As you sit there fucking YOLO. So
I'm YOLO. Just be free. There's no point in overthinking
She's
anything.
A free lover, Shireen. She's really...
And I feel like she's in college now. Don't focus...
I feel like you guys are going to gang up with me now because... My opinion is not the same as yours, I'm going to be honest now.
I feel like she's in college.
Okay, okay, do not attack me. Okay. So give me a chance to talk. I have a talking stick now.
I'm putting my
finger in
front
of my mouth. Opinion is, because I'm a lot, it sounds like I wrote this letter to myself. I think she should just stay who she is. And she's if she feels comfortable with someone or when she's out and she's like, oh... I'm comfortable with this and I'm going with it. Yes, totally go with it. But once you don't feel comfortable anymore and it's not in your comfort zone, stop it. You don't want to look back and be like, oh, maybe I shouldn't have, or I shouldn't have, or I should have.
Yeah, I know. I get what you're coming from. Because that's the person
and
right now.
Like, even with now, I can be like, oh, I'm just going to die. I'm not going to care. But in my heart, I'm still going to be like, that's not who I am. I'm someone who puts feelings into everything.
Yeah, well, no, exactly.
Even my friends complain that I'm too clingy, so that's how. I put a lot of love and stuff. So, for me, it's just like...
I would say, like...
Put yourself out there. Yes, you know, go out, try and do new things, because that's what I did. I'm trying to be more open with everything. But also stay into your comfort zones. You know,
yeah, don't go...
Make yourself uncomfortable to
obviously she doesn't
fit
want
in with other people.
You don't want to wake up the next morning and be like, oh shit, and like feel bad about it for the next like month and later give you anxiety. Like I get anxiety from everything, but put like little steps, take little steps. Like I don't say go out tomorrow night and let the first guy touch your boobs. I'm just like, just be a bit more free with yourself.
Yeah.
And not be stressed out about having to fall in love with every guy. And
that's
it's hard. It's like something she's going to have to do for herself. And obviously, like you said, like go to the borders of how your comfort zone, but just don't go too far where you don't feel good about yourself anymore.
That's how I'm
and then
thinking.
Let your friends pressure you in doing things you're not ready to do yet.
Yeah, because I feel like I also had the same thing. All of my friends were experimenting with everything.
I wasn't. Obviously, like me, anything that's like past, like second base, and it's a very emotional thing for me. I always put a lot of emotion in it. Even when I was younger, it wasn't like something I was like letting guys touch my boobs every weekend. No, that was not something I did. I was like kissing guys and stuff like that, but I never went past the kissing. So yeah, I always also stayed in my comfort zone, but I just didn't start dating every guy.
Yeah.
I didn't got exclusive with every guy.
I think the biggest thing is just be yourself.
Yeah, be yourself.
Feel comfortable with yourself, and that's how you'll start doing you. Being a millennial. Yes.
Well, like Shireen says, YOLO, you only live once, but enjoy it in your comfort zone.
Yes. Totally. I hope that was helpful. Yeah.
It was so fucking confusing.
Yeah, it was confusing for me, but I'll listen to Christine. She's always right.
I feel like Christine is in the same situation as you, but yeah, her advice would be much better than the rest of us.
I got my shit together, girls.
I'm still trying to get my shit together.
I'll probably never have my shit together. I love how I have to read the letters and I sound like I'm fucking illiterate.
I sound illiterate when I'm reading.
I never have enough breath to finish my sentence. Okay. So let's go to the next letter. It says, hey, 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 soul sisters. It's your trademark. Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
It says, you guys are so real. I love your insight and opinions, and it's really amazing that you guys are so down to earth. So nice. But I'm down to earth because I just don't have any money. That's just the reality of it. My new favorite is #nohate. Oh, it's my favorite too so far.
So far, yeah.
My Susan moment for the week was I was looking for my sunglasses the whole day. I was even at the point of crying as it was my first pair of Gucci sunglasses. Fancy.
She's got some style.
No. Which my girlfriend bought me on our anniversary. Just to get home and look in the mirror to find them where I put them the morning after I got out of the car. On my fucking head. Yes, I'm just another Susan. You know what, I do that with my phone.
Yeah.
I'll be walking and I'm like, where's my fucking phone? Oh, it's in my hand.
I do that so much.
So many times. You guys touch a bit on how you feel about cheating in a relationship. So, my just another Susan is, I think my girlfriend is cheating on me. She has been very secretive with her phone, taking late calls at night. When I ask her who it was, she always says work. It has gotten to the point where she freaks out if I touch her phone, and that was something she never did. What can I do to find out if she's really cheating, or should I... What's going on with me tonight? What can I do to find out if she's really cheating, or should I straight out ask her? Just another Susan asking you amazing ladies for help. Love y'all.
Aww. That's
so cute. Love you guys.
Love you too. Well,
should we start? Because I know you're fucking sitting at the edge of your seat to fucking answer now.
Well, me, when it comes to cheating and people being secretive with their phones, I'm investigating that shit.
You're like a CSI.
I'm like you know that episode where Kim Kardashian, like,
no.
Okay, well, let's stop.
I'm just joking.
Well, there's like an episode where she, I don't know which sister it was, his boyfriend is like being all dodgy and shit, and then she hacked like into his phone, into his voicemails, and found like voicemails from the other girl.
I feel like that's a lot of effort.
Okay, well, that's what I'm gonna do. Like, I would be investigating. I don't want to
get like a dark room where all your computers are fucking
assisted. But I would like hack into all her shit and figure out before I like go to her and be like, listen, I think you're cheating on me. Because I think that if I went to my husband and be like, okay, I think you're cheating on me, that's gonna put a, and if he's not cheating, it's gonna put like a damper on a relationship.
Yeah, that it makes it hard because it shows you don't trust him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I want to get all my information.
Yeah, you know, make sure.
Yeah, make sure before I just go and accuse the person, like probably the love of her life. Like, okay, I think you're cheating on me.
Mm. It's hard. It's hard. I'm also, I don't get the cheating thing.
Still that don't get it.
I think if you're unhappy or you're not
in
love anymore, you should get out of it. But maybe she's planning a nice trip away. I'm hoping for that, honestly. But also, find out. Just make sure. And then when you have some facts, you can just be like, you know what? You're being a bit dodge.
Yeah.
Why are you hiding? I don't want to accuse you of something, but this is how I've been feeling, and I can't put it aside. It's bothering me, and I think it's going to put a damper on the relationship in any case if she doesn't ask or something, because she's going to be like, oh, she's cheating the whole time and being...
But you're not saying, suddenly she's like, planning this wonderful trip. Now, this person is like, she's like maybe planning something nice for her, and she's just being like secretive, or maybe her birthday is like on the way. And it's
yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
But then I like go up to you and I'm like, okay, Christine, I think you're cheating on me. And it's like, oh, there goes the whole fucking surprise.
But no, but afterwards, like, that's if you find out,
if you find out something, then you go, oh, you're not listening to what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yes, and now I'm saying. But she has to find out something or try and find out a bit more, because it's going to put a damper on in any case, because
obviously
suspicious, and she's being, you can't be comfortable with someone thinking they're lying to you.
Yeah, no, totally.
It's like when I steal your food and you're like, did you steal? I'm like, oh, when you're like, girl. And you feel the awkwardness.
Yeah, like when my chocolates disappear out of my drawer.
That's not me. That's the rat.
My Lindor chocolates.
Whatever, it's not about us, Shirley. So my thing is, it's going to be a damper on either way. But yeah, first get like more facts.
Get your facts together before you just go to her and like attack her. And when you get to the point where if you don't find anything and...
It's still bothering you.
Just do it in like a nice, relaxed way. Just don't go attacking and
because it's hard.
Yeah, that's like a hard one.
I think the cheating thing's always hard for me.
Yeah, for me it's like a bad thing because I had like a lot of boyfriends that cheated on me, and I was one of those people in the beginning that I would just like, they're not cheating. No, the signs are so wrong. They're not cheating. And then afterwards be the idiot when everybody's like laughing, like, we told you he was cheating on you, and I didn't do anything about it. And this one guy I dated, I went up to him and I was like, are you cheating on me? And he's like, no, I'm not. And then he like changed.
I think that's also a thing when I like, no, I'm not, but then you're like,
yeah, but what? And then he like changed it totally, and the cheating got worse after he like saw I knew he was doing it.
He's like, I don't care.
Yeah. So yeah, Shireen, good luck with that one.
No.
The same as ours.
Yes.
Shireen's just like, yes, they covered it. Well, I feel like she was on my side mostly.
Obviously, she's just scared of you.
No.
Well, good luck to you, Susan. Hope the situation.
Both the Susans.
Yeah, both our Susans.
And hopefully, we were helpful. I can only hope.
Yeah. We're just people.
We try.
We try to give the best advice we
but
can.
But I would do. If I was in that situation. Yeah.
Well, Christine, on to the next one. You didn't want to do a little quiz with me and shut the fuck up, Shireen.
Yeah, I wanted people
to
see.
What is Shireen? I'm not shut the fuck up, okay? That's mostly what they say to me, but...
That's her name now, but shut the fuck up, Shireen. She is really dumb, and in the last week I spent with her, I just realized that more, because she's on holiday, so she's been here mostly, and I've been there. And then I say stuff, and she just... doesn't know anything, so I just wanted to. I just want to say this is a fourth grade quiz. Fourth graders would know these answers, guys.
I'm just so scared now. I sound like the dumb one if I can't answer.
You know what?
Do we have like, must we buzz like to say we want to answer or?
No, I'm gonna take both of your answers. Just all the energies in.
Okay.
And if you don't know, you're just like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel that's going to be my answer most of the time.
Start the weakest link. Okay, the first one says, where my reading?
I feel you're the dumb one right now.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm the dumb one.
#dumb one.
That will not be the hashtag for this
episode. #YOLO.
We'll decide on it, eh? Where does the president of the USA live?
In Washington, D.C.
No, but there's like a name for the house.
The White House.
Oh, the White House. Obviously.
Boom, Shireen! Took it from you! Okay, but we'll give it to you too because you gave. Okay,
no.
So it's 1-1. Shireen.
I have to win!
Listen, I'm the lady in charge, yeah. I'm holding the book. Okay, the next one says, what is the name of the highest mountain in Africa?
Drakensberg.
No.
It's Mount Everest.
Mount Everest!
It's not even South Africa, but
I don't think so. It's Kilimanjaro, you fucking idiots. Okay.
In South Africa.
In Africa, not South Africa.
In Africa.
I fucking heard South Africa.
What are the colors of the 5 Olympic rings? We'll start by you, Shirley.
Red, blue,
I feel like you can read the paper.
It's either okay, skip white I or gold.
I know this.
Okay.
It's red, blue, green, yellow, black.
It's 5.
Well done.
2-1.
2-1. Okay.
I was that's. Do fourth graders need to know this?
I feel that smart. that was difficult.
I feel like, can you guys read the paper?
No.
I don't like cheating. I
don't know, when she releases like...
I write really ugly.
Yeah, so I can't even read it.
Okay, is hot air lighter than heat? What can I read today?
Let me read.
Is hot air lighter or heavier than cold air?
I think it's equally
it is so it's gonna be the same.
You go for wrong, it's lighter, so 2-0 still.
How can it be lighter?
It just is, that's science.
Don't ask any questions.
Yeah, because you're gonna make yourself sound dumb. What color do you get if you mix blue and yellow paint together? Chilies.
Blue and yellow, is it like green?
Shireen?
I was gonna go for like a green.
Okay, both of you get a point. Just remember your point.
Woohoo! I get 2.
I got 3.
Shadis, I'm sorry, you can do art. Great. Going
on. I'm the arty one, sorry.
In which American city is the Statue of Liberty?
Mm-hmm. In which
city?
New York.
You like New York? It's bouncing.
I don't think it's New York.
Where do you think?
Obviously New York.
I think we should start by Shireen because she's taking all your answers.
Yeah. No.
Global warming is caused by too much of which type of gas, Shireen? Like, I'm going to have like 5 seconds to answer, otherwise we're going to be like beep. Okay, beep.
Is oxygen like a gas?
Carbon dioxide, my girls. Okay.
And this is fourth grade questions.
Like, this is like fourth grade.
I'm immature. This isn't even stuff I know.
No. Which continent does India belong to?
India. Isn't it Europe? No, I don't even know.
Shut the fuck up, Shireen. Oh my goodness. Europe.
Egypt.
What the fuck? It's Asia.
Oh.
That's actually the one I was thinking about.
I feel like you should cut all this shit out.
Shireen, Europe, okay.
People are not going to listen to this podcast anymore because they can't trust me.
Nope. How many millimeters are there in a centimeter?
Like, why would I even want to know this?
1,000 millimeters on a centimeter, okay?
100.
10. There's 10 millimeters in 1 centimeter.
I should really go back to school.
I need to go back to grade 1.
In which country is Mount Everest located? Shireen, you were talking about which one?
It's a beautiful night tonight.
I feel like I'm going to give an answer and I'm going to like
okay, no, but just
Iceland.
Nepal. It's probably close. Somewhere.
Where is it?
Nepal.
Where's Nepal?
I'm going to put the book away now. So Shireen won, weirdly.
Really? I told you this is going to happen.
It's ended so badly. But I feel like people got the idea how freaking stupid you guys
were. Wow.
We're like the dumb ones. Definitely. But, like, I know a lot about shit that's not important.
You should always tell people, like, I know shit, but it's not always important shit.
Yeah, well, fuck you for thinking this thing up and making me sound stupid in front of, like, everybody that listens to our podcast.
They knew it, like, in the first 2 episodes already.
Thanks.
They were being kind.
I feel so good now again. Like, last week I was told I'm the poster mom of moms, and...
You were a soccer mom.
For soccer moms.
Yeah. And this week, everybody knows I can't even do 4th grade.
Well, I joined Tinder, so who's fucking winning me now? I feel like I'm losing in the
fucking I'm winning game. In life.
Shireen's not winning in life. She just thinks so.
I just think so. Well, usually we do the deal breakers with Christine, but I thought because Shireen is our guest, we'll do it for her.
Hashtag YOLO.
Hashtag YOLO, Shireen.
Keep that in mind.
He does not believe in social media, so every day he sends you memes.
have some technical difficulties. We'll get back to you in a moment.
Oh, this reading thing. That's why I don't read. That's why I usually get it out of my head. Okay.
Okay.
Shireen, stop laughing.
Guys, come now.
Send you memes that you already laughed at 2 years ago, but now you have to pretend to think each one is funny. Deal breaker or not?
Deal breaker.
Is it a deal breaker?
Social media is my life. So okay. This is like...
This is not going like shit to these social media's life.
I discovered the Instagram rules, so...
Oh yeah, you might
just think about that.
So he has to be on social media. Check. Listen, guys, social media. Okay. He argues in celebrities' Instagram comments with other people he does not know.
Like, to be honest, I don't follow famous people on Instagram.
She lies because I went into her followers the other day. She's a fucking a lot of people she follows that are famous. Like,
yeah, but I didn't like the photos because not like they can see it. So, but I feel that's a bit
weird. I'm that fucking weirdo who likes the photos. Like, Christine Dior likes this.
It's me too. And Kim Kardashian and Khloe Kardashian see me liking your photos every time.
And then Harry Styles is like, thanks, Christine, you're always there for me.
Winning Shireen. So women. I also feel that's a deal breaker because why are you commenting and talking to people?
She's so fucking judgy.
You would feel like it's weird. Why are you taking time out of your life to fight with other people on someone
about a famous person? Like, this famous people doesn't
I'm definitely ugly or something because I'm just like, you know what, do you? I'll accept you. There's certain things, but
you know, that's a lie. That's like, that's weird. Okay. Like taking time out of your day to fight with people you don't even know.
About a photo
I'm a passionate person. I fight with a lot of people I don't know.
Okay. Well, obviously it's not a deal breaker for Christine. Okay.
You want me to answer with it because I fucking will.
You can. Like, go ahead. You went out last night and this morning his Instagram is full of photos of you two with quotes like love at first sight.
I'm out.
Love him.
Loving it.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Deal breaker for you.
Oh my goodness, what?
Like, no. You have to look at me and you can also think love at first sight, so. I mean, why not?
Post them photos
about me.
Christine's out. Sorry.
That kind of commitment's a bit of a match for me, eh?
Okay. He's handsome, creative, smells great, but when he laughs, it sounds like a horse.
I feel like Shireen sounds like a horse mostly, so she can't judge about that.
That's awful.
So it's just like sitting in a public place and you're like, oh, he's kind of hot. And he's like,
I feel like people always judge
you.
I have a funny laugh.
That wouldn't be a deal breaker, but when we go out to places, I'm just gonna tell them that.
Like, babe, just, no, shh.
I'm gonna, like,
you know what? I'll fight
just
with you.
Go places. Just won't go places.
All that, yes. I won't even take him to my parents' house.
No, I'll take him there.
I feel like I'm that person that laughs funny, and at least my husband takes me out.
Yeah, well,
thanks, babe.
He's a superhero.
He's a superhero for loving my awful laugh.
Wonderful.
Well, that's yeah. So funny.
I feel like that was good.
I feel like Shireen's a judgy person.
She's a very judgy person. Luckily, she will only be coming on once in every blue moon, guys. So don't worry, she won't be judging you.
I'm just honest, babe.
She's just Shireen. Living life. Hashtag YOLO.
YOLO.
So I'm bringing it. I'm bringing the hashtags back. I'm telling you.
So bring
guess
it back.
Who's back? Back again. Hashtags back.
I saw this other guy on Instagram. It was like this whole posting, and he's like, when she uses like more than 10 hashtags, I'm out.
You know what? I'm bringing it.
Hashtags
back.
Gonna be.
I was
hashtag.
Like yesterday posting a photo, and I just wanted to put a hashtag, and I was like, oh no, hashtags out. I just erased
hashtag.
It.
Don't please hashtag. Don't hashtag on a photo. Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, I can't be associated with that kind of bad behavior.
So yeah, not hashtagging.
No, but we're hashtagging on our podcast.
On our podcast. Because
we're badasses. We break the rules.
Yeah, we make new things.
Mugging. It's like a thing I learned this week. I just said, I'm like, we're mugging.
What is that?
Mugging. You're just so fucking gangster. You just don't care. Just,
where did you
this
hear
is like,
that?
You're mugging.
We're at the same place.
Where were you guys? Like,
it sounds like we were like, I'm not even.
Are you in downtown Witbank or what?
Well, Witas, hashtag Witas.
I know what mugging is, and that's all that matters. I was mugging.
You're mugging.
What sign do you say when you say mugging? That's like an alien.
Or you go like this. You're like,
yeah, I know. I saw this
mugging.
I saw this one a few times, but
and then this one's also, you know,
you guys know the people called you.
I'll send some pictures.
We'll post a photo on Instagram about the mugging.
Go check us out.
Soul Sisters
Dash CC. And Instagram.
Well, it's in our bio or not?
Yeah, I'll go into our bio and go follow our photos. Christine put up a photo of us two today.
The soccer mom and then the millennial. Fuck.
Well, before we go out and say goodnight or goodbye.
Be mugging. I've been mugging, yeah.
Shireen, we didn't do this last week, but who's your soulmate or soul sister for the week?
My soulmate's gonna have to be Justin Bieber because he man up and at least asked his girlfriend to marry him.
Hailey Baldwin.
Yeah.
I'm like secretly still like, oh, they're so cute. I saw a photo today. Oh, but it was so fucking funny. When she was younger and then when Jelena was still a thing. And then she's holding up the Tiger Beat magazine. And then in the corner, it's like when you zoom into the photo, it says why Selena knows she won't marry Justin. And then Hailey has this fucking smirk on her face, like, yeah, bitch, because I'm gonna marry him.
That's funny.
Okay, so Justin Bieber's yours.
Justin Bieber's mine, yes.
I had someone go to you because I need to think about who it was again.
Well, mine is Kourtney Kardashian. Like, her Instagram photos on holiday, I'm so jealous, and I wish I could be one of her kids. But yeah, she's like living life. She's YOLOing.
I'm just gonna be like Selena Gomez, my sister this week, because I just feel her pain.
I don't think she gives a fuck.
Well, she's like living life.
Either way,
now.
She's a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, still so. Love her, Celine.
Selena.
Gomez.
Gomez.
I love her.
Oh, just one more thing. I need to say this. Sharon is such a fucking champion. I was talking about her not liking my Instagram photos. I went on the other day. I had like 102 likes.
She even comments now on it.
Oh,
she
well done to you, Sharon.
Champion. She's a champion.
Love that girl. Bestie for life.
That's what you think, but let's go with
it. You know she loves me more.
That's why we're friends.
Okay, girls, so then I'll give out friends that was mine first.
Look at that haircut coming in from the corner. That's true. They used to get the same haircuts when they were smaller.
They used to run together, remember?
Yeah. That's fucking like weirdos.
So and then she became your
Sharon, you were best friends with Shireen. That's fucking embarrassing.
And now it's going to be, shut the fuck up, Christine.
I'm going to get a fucking nice WhatsApp. She's going to send me a screenshot against me like, you fucking bastard.
Well, I felt like I still live by you. Guys, see or listen next week. New same episode.
Yes.
Friday, like usual.
Thank you.
Bye.